AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Kremlin says top Russian officials will hold talks with U.S. counterparts on restoring ties, ending the war in Ukraine, and preparing a meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump. Arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, President Donald Trump tells reporters he stands with Israel's prime minister and that his threat to open the gates of hell was effective in hostage negotiations with Hamas.
I told Bibi, you do whatever you want because, you know, my statement was they got to come back. Now, the reason I made that statement because they said they weren't going to deliver, they were not going to deliver the people that they said they were going to deliver, that they agreed to deliver. And they did agree to do that, but they broke that agreement. When I made the statement, they delivered everybody plus an American.
AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on M23 rebels occupying the city of Bukavu in eastern Congo.
The Congolese government says Rwanda-backed rebels have occupied a second major city in mineral-rich eastern Congo. Standing before crowds of Bukavu residents, M23 rebel leader Bernard Maeshe Biamungu said they were in the city to restore order after it was abandoned by Congolese forces. The M23 leader has been sanctioned by the UN Security Council for rights abuses, but stood in front of the South Kivu's governor office telling residents they've been living in a jungle. Congo's government vowed to regain control of Bukavu, but there was no sign of soldiers, as many had fled alongside thousands of civilians. The fighting has displaced more than 6 million people in the region, creating the world's largest humanitarian crisis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Flooding in Kentucky is blamed for at least 9 deaths. The state's governor said at least 1,000 stranded people had to be rescued. This is AP News. New York police find the body of a missing man they say was tortured for more than a month.
5 people in western New York have been charged in the torture and murder of a transgender man. Authorities say the body of 24-year-old Sam Nordquist was found in a field in Canandaigua. He'd been reported missing earlier in the month after coming to New York in September from Minnesota. Ontario County DA Jim Ritz.
The facts and the circumstances of this crime are beyond depraved. This is by far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
That audio courtesy WHAM. Police say Nordquist endured repeated acts of violence and torture from December to early February and are investigating his relationship to the 5 people arrested, including at least one of them, a woman who was living with Nordquist. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.